வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 15th of March, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
அச்சே விஷ்ணு சிலாதி குரு சுந்தரமுகி வைஷ்ணவே ஜாதி லிப்தி. யூ டேக் இட் திஸ் கோட்டேஷன் ஃப்ரம் பத்ம புராண அண்ட் டிஸ்ட்ரிபியூட் இட் பை டிரான்ஸ்கிரைப் டு ஆல் அவர்
டிவோட்டீஸ்.
Yes, Naraki. Naraki. Teach military art with Tilak, soldiers will Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You want that? Marching with military band. Hare Krishna. You maintain this idea. Isn't that good? When there will military march of Krishna conscious soldiers. Huh? Anyone who does not believe in Krishna, dumb. The same process as the Mohammedan did with sword and Quran. We'll have to do that. Do you believe in Krishna or not? No, sir. Bam! What do you think, Madhudisha Maharaj? Is that all right? What these communists can do, we can do better than them. We can kill many communists like that. Then it will be counter-action of communist movement. You think like that. Why are you sitting idly? No unemployment. Oh, no employment. Why? Come on to the field. Take this plow. Take this bull. Go on working. Why you are sitting idly? This is Krishna consciousness. Nobody should be allowed to sit down and sleep. You must find out some employment. Either work as Brahmin, or as a Kshatriya, or as a Vaishya. Why there should be unemployment? The same example. Just like this body is working. The leg is working, hand is working, brain is working, belly is working. Why there should be unemployment? You just stop this unemployment, you will see whole world is peaceful. There is no complaint. And they will very happily chant Hare Krishna. Nobody is working in this field. They are all drawn to the cities to work in the factory. Condemned civilization. That a communist emblem, what is that?
Hammer and sickle.
Hammer and sickle.
Yes. That is good.
Yeah. Good.
But no hammer. Only this. What is called?
Sickle.
Sickle. Sickle. No hammer. That will be our emblem.
Sickle.
Only sickle. Sickle. Not hammer. The hammer has hammered the whole human civilization. So just make a counter emblem. The communists will appreciate.
Sickle and tilak.
Huh? Yes, that's a good idea. Rascal civilization, rascal government, and people are transformed into rascals. Bhagavan Krishna, son, bata rahe hain, anna bhavanti bhutani. Without anna, how they can live? There is no arrangement for anna. Simply passing resolution, legislative laws, and no anna. Just see what kind of wretched government it is. No anna. Anna bhavanti bhutani. The first duty of government is to see that everyone is happy without any anxiety. These preliminary necessities of life, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithana, that must be sufficient arrangement for these preliminary necessities of life. One must eat sumptuously, not overeating. Indigestion, no. But he must have sufficient food to keep up the health. Similarly, he must have place to sleep. We are prepared to offer everything and be Krishna conscious. This is our mission. Not by eating and sleeping become rogues and thieves and rascals. That we will not allow. That is varnasrama. Why unemployment? There is no scarcity of water. Just have a big well, electricity pump, water. Immediately it will all green. Immediately. Yes. Jaya, Hare Krishna. All round. For the benefit of the human society. He will be honored everywhere. Everywhere. Any part of the world. And automatically, this bogus avatar incarnation, God and yogis and samis will be all doomed. This is rascal society, avatar, Bhagavan, incarnation, yogi. These rascals will be doomed. Anxiety of Prahlad Maharaj. How these rascals who have made a plan for happiness of a few men, gorgeous plan. For happiness of the government servant. You know, in Delhi there is a planning commission. What is that plan? The people may starve and Indira Gandhi and company may flourish. Yes, sir?
I think, Maharaj, they are coming to the office at 12 and going back at 1, doing nothing and only...
But no, what they have got to do?
They are not doing anything.
Just like we have seen in London, the parliament, when they had some so-called emperor, now the parliament is useless.
Useless.
The parliament members and the Lord, House of Lord, House of Commons, they are now useless. They have got some old books only in Parliament. I have seen some old books. Old books means all these speeches are recorded in books. And who is going to read them? Almaraj. So many I have seen in Parliament. Hundreds and thousands of speeches recorded and bound up very nicely. Who is going to read them? Simply waste of time.
They are increasing the heavy load like that. They are increasing the load like this. Donkey's load.
Yes. Therefore, this example is given. Ass. For nothing. For not for himself. He will be given little grass. The grass is available here. But still, he is engaged. Employment. Ass will eat little grass. The grass is available everywhere, but still he will work for others, loading, overload. This is ass. He has no sense. So why have taken so much overload? I can get grass anywhere. Let me remain free. But he has no such sense. Neither he will be allowed. This is us. There are many Babajis. They are collecting chapatis. And smoking biri. And have one or two women. That's all. It's going on. So this should be done. Come on. Chant Hare Krishna and take the plow.
Work here.
Not that you become Rupa Goswami. Simply by smoking. They are thinking they have become Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami lived like that. So they think by changing the cloth, lion cloth, they have become Rupa Goswami. And whatever nonsense they like, they can do. Tekun and all these Babajis should be employed. Chant Hare Krishna and draw plow. Then it will be nice.
In America, too, the professors...
Huh?
In America, too, the big intellectuals and professors, they can also be... You can have plows for them.
Yes, because they're wasting time. They better produce some food. At least your food. You are living at the cost of others. What is the value of your philosophy? To the Bhagavad Gita, itat jnanam, totat jnanam, jat annatha. To search out the absolute truth, that is jnana, knowledge, philosophy. Anything else, that is ajnanam. You have taken from the public, why should you not give us? So there will be no question. Even the government does not, we shall go and occupy, and go and chill. But the government, the public will support us. What is that?
Again, it is being distributed to their relations, those are in the power, and then they do not work again.
Then whatever field is not being worked, we occupy them and begin to work. And invite all the unemployed. Come and join us. We shall give you food, shelter, everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How Krishna is setting example. Krishna is saying that I have already arranged the result of this fighting. Everyone will be killed. Nimitta matra hosho sachi. But still he is inducing Arjun to work. Not that he's already Arjun, I am your friend, Krishna, everything will be done. It will be done. But you have to work.
Maybe a friend.
Yeah, this is philosophy. Not that, because I am friend, I will do and you'll sleep. And get dysentery. No. You have to work. Everything is already Arjun, but he must work. That is wanted. Otherwise, why Arjuna was induced to fight? Krishna is already arranged, and Arjuna also. Yes, Krishna Vachananda, whatever you say. This is Krishna now. Politician, Balavan, he's not here. So, let him preach that we shall, if you take our Krishna consciousness moment, there will be no unemployment. He can at least give this manifesto. There will be no more unemployment. People will be very nice, very glad to hear. Now this machine nonsense means unemployment. One machine will work for 100 men. So 100 men becomes unemployed, and one technician, he gets all the salaries. To work on the computer machine, in the election, very expert, he'll take $3,000 and others will be unemployed. This is going on. And they are thinking advancement of civilization. Advancement of civilization means exploit others and you become happy. This is advancement, I say, please. Others may die for such starve out of starvation, and one man takes all the money and spends it for wine and women and motor car. That's all. This is advancement, I say, please. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. This is Vedic civilization. Let everyone be happy. That is Vedic civilization. And the demonic civilization is there. Let everyone suffer. I become happy. That's all. And Vaishnava is thinking, for my salvation it is all guaranteed. But he is thinking how these poor people will be saved. Suchi tato vimukha chetasa maya sukhaya bharamad bhato vimuran. Pallagman. This is Vaishnava's position. Paradukha dukhi. He is unhappy by seeing others unhappy. For himself he has no unhappiness. Paradukha dukhi. Pipam buddhit just tamaham prapadde. This is Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava shall work hard, undergo all tribulation for others. He has no problem. Vaishnava has no problem. Because he has taken shelter of Krishna, he has no problem. Kaunteya pratijani namai bhakta pranasati. Krishna has given guarantee. Anyone who has taken shelter of mine, he is saved. I will give him protection. Krishna says, ahantam rakhashyami sarva. Huh? Everything is there. For Vaishnava there is no suffering, personally. But he is very much anxious. How these rascals will be happy? That is his business. These rascals are misled, they are going astray, unhappy. So how they should be happy? That is Vaishnava.